And Penny, you've actually, as we say, au revoir to Henny-Penny Hen Houses for the moment at least. You've brought us round to another fine soul here.
Yes, well, there's Charlie and Andrew here that are saying this gorgeous garden furniture, which I thought your listeners might like to know about.
Wouldn't that be Pepe?
Yes, exactly. Pepe.
Pepe with the whole thing there. Well, Penny, many thanks for that, and we're now speaking to the legend who is...
Charlie Edmondson of Pepe Garden Furniture. We come up from Worcestershire to show our wares to the Yorkshire folks, which we've done for the last 20 years.
And astonishingly, we haven't featured you as yet until this moment, have we not?
No, unfortunately not, but we're here today and very kind of you to come and see us and have a look at our range, and I hope that it will introduce us to some other people during the day.
Penny, you've been obviously a guardian angel here in terms of introducing a newbie to Southside Broadcasting, at least, who we've clearly just passed by in the past without realising. We probably, actually, I know what's happened in previous years. This has been so popular, it's been flooded with people. It's just because we're at a time.
You just couldn't get in. Yeah, well, I am very selective about who I do and do not mix with.
I have noticed, Penny. Those hens, very critical for the whole thing. I mean, again, the quality is certainly there. Actually, Penny, have you got any questions you want to put to Charlie?
No. Well, how's the furniture doing in all this soggy weather? Is it doing okay?
Well, yes, the timber we use is tantalised timber from Scandinavia. It's a Scandinavian redwood designed to be left out all year round and made into ergonomic shapes for support in the lower back, and for that reason we supply to the care industry. We're the nominated supplier for Bupa and Four Seasons Healthcare and some other PCT NHS trusts. So this is a special shape, not the usual garden furniture.
And it certainly is a win-win situation, because clearly that's one of the sort of concerns that people who might be suffering from lumbar region challenges and various other things, they don't want to be sitting in a deck chair which is going to create all sorts of hassle in terms of getting down, sitting up and all the rest of the bits and pieces. You want something which you can maintain grace under pressure.
Yes, it's very strongly made. We use thick dimension timber and mortise joint work between the seat and the back of the seat, which is not the same as many other ranges. And we use galvanised fittings and stainless steel fittings.
I like the painted range. Is that a Farron Ball colour there?
Yes, you guessed right. It's a Farron Ball French grey exterior eggshell, and it served us very well for a number of years.
And clearly there's customers online at present, effectively. Penny, would you mind actually just answering this telephone for me and saying, I'm in the middle of an interview. It's very good as a programming broadcasting team as well, for that sort of point of view. It's genuinely wonderful. Roughly how long does it actually take to make one of these wonderful things?
Well, we make 600 or 700 garden swings a year, and we sell those each year all around the country. Next month we'll be at the Chelsea Flower Show, and last week we were at the RHS Cardiff Show, and here we are now in Harrogate, so we're all over the country.
And the web address for people who can't actually sort of get to either of those shows?
Is www.pepegarden.co.uk.
Now, there are certain absolutes when we're covering either the NHS spring flower shows or indeed autumn flower shows, and one of those interrogatives that always gets asked is, of course, where's the pods? We've found the pods. The pods are here, and the pods are actually warm because we're featuring pod person extraordinaire.
Richard Hill, Ornate Garden.
Exactly. Now, Richard, you're warming your hands there of something which I thought initially, no, Richard, don't set it on fire. What have we got here?
It's a little addition to our pods. On the centre of the table, we've got what we call a gel burner, which is a liquid fuel. Nice design, but it's giving us some warmth today on this horrible cold day.
And I can actually attest to that. I mean, it's not just the sort of the caveman deep in the root of, ooh, fire, great, great, warm, etc. But it actually is working. As we're passing by, and I've put strict orders up there, Richard, to ensure the sun will come out later on today. But it's a nice sort of way, and it's just working well, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's keeping us warm and keeping us going. Even though the rain's set in for today, it's not too bad.
I'm going to get it sorted out by lunchtime, I promise.
Thank you very much. I'll hold you to that.
So I tend to view this as the start of the season in many ways. Is this your first major show, or is it a case of, now you come outside now before you start going off to obviously Chelsea and all the other sort of Tatton Park and so on?
No, this is the second major show outside. We've done a couple indoor ones already as well. But yeah, I mean, with the weather being unpredictable, we have to be careful where we go and when we go.
Just roughly, I mean, in terms of setting up, how much time does it take to set up a stand like this? Because obviously you've got three of the pods there from Ornate Garden Designs that are actually there. They have to be transported into the site. Are we talking about 4 or 5 hours?
No, I mean, well, we take the best part of a day, but it's really offloading them and loading them onto trailers. So it's not too difficult, but it's just logistically takes up a lot of space.
And a reminder in terms of actually, if somebody's looking to purchase one of these and they go onto the Ornate Gardens website and say, that's the one for me, roughly how long does it take to assemble? About a day or so?
Well, it takes, for most of them, about 5 hours to build on site, which is all within the prices. So, doesn't really cause a problem. We've got three teams out fitting regularly. So we have a lead time, really, of 4 to 6 weeks.
One thing we won't have in this interview, which we normally have when we have a few newbie co-presenters with us, is the ooh factor as you move us around from side to side, but I can guarantee it still actually is there. Richard, it's been a delight as ever touching Richard with good stuff, and nice and warm as well with the wonderful gel burner as well. It's fantastic. I feel as though it's 21st century, but, you know, moving into all sorts of other areas. We look forward to seeing you again very soon.
I look forward to it also. Thank you very much.
Just actually having a listen to the Yorkshire Band of the Royal British Legion. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements and the Midweek Drive. And it's the Yorkshire Band of the Royal British Legion's interpretation, obviously, of the Leonard Cohen classic, Hallelujah. Sound here as we always begin to bring to a close our coverage here of the 2014 Spring North of England Horticultural Society Flower Show. We'll be having a word with the show director in a few moments. But again, I think it's fair to say that the overall feeling for day three of the NHS Spring Flower Show has been, again, despite the weather conditions, slightly meteorologically challenged this time around, a great success. Okay, well, as promised, we actually have the main man behind this year's show, show director extraordinaire Nick Smith with us. Nick, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Alex.
And sartorially elegant, as we'd expected. I mean, Martin Fish set a standard, but you've obviously taken it a couple of notches further forward. For a moment, I thought it was the Royal Ascot enclosure we're going into.
I was advised the tie was always the way.
Always important. Either that or we're celebrating birthday girl Camilla Harrison. Yes, it is her birthday on the third day of the North of England Horticulture Society show, and I just wanted to go on air as saying we salute you, Camilla.
We promise we won't give her the bumps later on.
No, absolutely. I did suggest possibly a cyclist bouncing out of a cake might be a possibility, but she wasn't impressed.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Anyway, moving on from that. Obviously, your first official flower show as the show director, and I have to say the resounding comments from the exhibitors we've been speaking to have been highly positive. Whether that's been pod people, whether it's been the case of the Henny Penny Hen Houses, whether it's general sort of made in Yorkshire folk, I think obviously the magic is still there.
We've been taken aback by the sheer sort of positive feedback that we've had from people, not just exhibitors, but from the public as well. We had sort of great numbers on the first day, record numbers for a number of years, sure. And for people coming through the doors, and we're looking to continue that as the weekend goes on.
And as somebody who has very much kind of come to this from a participant observer view, 20 years attending the show, you pretty much have a handle on obviously what people look for in these kind of things, and it's not the bouncy castle thing, it's a case of keeping the quality going, and obviously ensuring that there is something for everybody to enjoy.
I think, as we mentioned recently, Alex, it's that horticultural content that we want to keep the core of what we do. Yes, there are plenty of things that we want to do around that to ensure that it's a visitor experience for everyone, but it's very much a horticultural show, and we're very proud of that.
Some of the additional add-ons, though, which I must admit I find wonderful over the years, like the Bourbon Street roof raises, like the band we were listening to earlier from the Royal British Legion, they also add a certain flavour to the thing, which is just wonderful.
They do. It just livens the spirit, doesn't it? It just makes everyone happy. And even on not such a sunny day, like today's not such a sunny day so far, although it will be later on, of course.
I've assured several exhibitors that I put in an order for sunshine by lunchtime, so I think it will happen.
But those sort of things, those, you know, the music, even things like the food in the food market, it just gives people that extra dimension to the show that ensures that they have a day that can start from 9:30 on the morning and finish at 5:30 on the evening.
We were talking earlier, obviously, about plans not only for Autumn Show 2014, but Autumn Show 2015, starting from that point of view. Is it a case of, from your own perspective, even though here we're on day three, you might sort of think that, oh, I can relax a bit now, we've had the first 2 days, you're still focused on, obviously, how things are going and how things are developing?
Very much, because all in one sense, it all starts again when the visitor comes in on the Thursday morning. And we've got to continue that for the next 2 days, certainly.
So, your own particular favourites and highlights? I mean, I was talking with the people from NEFAS today, which I always think is a wonderful acronym, but 55 years from that, some of the garden exhibits, which we've seen over there, phenomenal in terms of style and design, the general drive from other gardens. What sort of area of interest to yourself?
I mean, I'm always fascinated by the plant nurseries. The plant nurseries are just amazing, and to have the privilege, like we do, of going through there first thing in the morning before the public arrive, it is just magical. But however, we've also got the show gardens, and this year the judges have been through the show gardens and confirmed that the show gardens are the best we've ever done, and that's a huge, huge achievement for us, and a huge achievement for all those people who participated in them as well.
I mean, the themes, I think, were particularly impressive with respect to the Potter Gold at the end of the rainbow. That was one which particularly sort of appealed to me, the designs on Tina Turner and various other folk. People were saying they thought they were good in 2012, but they just moved up a step this year.
Yes, I think that's it, and I think people are taking it more seriously now. People are realising that this is a great way to sort of explore what you can do to the general public and really show off to the general public and show that range of skills that people have. We've got some great things. Drystone walling is a very popular theme this year. Upright structures, we've got upright steel, we've got upright timbers, and again, it's just those design principles that people can sort of take away a small element of and take them back home and do it in their own garden.
Added to that, of course, we might not all have the joy of living in Ripley Castle like Lord and Lady Ingleby. Marvellous. We'll be speaking with them, obviously, as the Great Yorkshire Show develops. Likewise, we have Newby Hall, and in fact, the president of the North of England Horticultural Society, I think, is connected with that.
Indeed.
So let's move on from that. But, I mean, that's something else which is nice. I mean, we've got in Harrogate in particular, I'm not just flagging this up from the Made in Yorkshire area, but something which is magical and special, and I appreciate you come from Durham, but it's always nice to kind of celebrate this in the north of England. As we say, it's the Chelsea Flower Show of the North.
It is, and we're very conscious that as a charity, because we are a charity with the North of England Horticultural Society, we cover the whole of the North of England, not just Harrogate, not just Yorkshire, but the whole of the North of England, from Carlisle to Hull. And we want to ensure that all of those people, and from further beyond, come and enjoy the day that we put on.
Well, Nick, I think certainly the mojo, I suggested it's back. I don't think it's ever really gone away as far as the NEHS flower shows are concerned, but a superlative effort once again. I think some of my colleagues who normally come along with me, but have had to sort of cry out for a variety of reasons, I think they're lost in every sense of the words, and genuinely, I think a real opportunity. We look forward to connecting again with you in the Autumn Flower Show, and hopefully, as I suggested, possibly maybe doing a year in the life of the NEHS society as it continues to develop.
Well, thank you, Alex. We look forward to that.